This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231, or comment on where we've already been so far. We've talked about flag burning, flying flags upside down, the freedom to do what you want with your property. We've also ended up on the military and the idea of child pornography, or actually the thought of child pornography, in that there was a guy last hour, apparently we were told that a school principal was found allegedly with pictures of grown women with photos, the heads of the girls, some of the girls that go to the school, kind of just taped onto the grown women. Just a weird, bizarre finding. But this guy's facing 25 years in prison. He didn't touch anybody. There are no allegations that he molested some kid. Nobody's been harmed. He may be a weirdo, but does he deserve to go to jail?
Yeah, I mean, there was no victim. If this was my daughter, I'm not going to be very happy about what he did.
I'm taking my daughter to a different school. But, yeah, the guy shouldn't go to jail. And we talked about ostracism and all that. So you can comment on any of that or whatever you want. 800-259-9231. We pick up by going right back to your calls. Adam is in South Carolina listening to WSC-FM. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling about the flag. Two things. You mentioned flag burning and flying flags upside down.
Yes, sir.
And there's something I wanted to bring up. First of all, with the flag burning, if someone wants to burn their flag, as long as they're doing it with the fire in a controlled, safe manner, I've got no problem with that.
Right on.
But the other thing with the flying the flag upside down, that actually has meaning to it. And I've been in and out, so I don't know if someone's brought this up. But flying the flag upside down is about equivalent to dialing 911. I mean, that's a sign of distress. I mean, someone here is in trouble, come help.
Yeah, it can be. Like, there's something wrong in the building, please come help us. But how often is that really used?
Yeah, see, that I can't really say, because I learned that from the Navy, and I'm not sure how widely known that is in the civilian world. But, you know, to me, I could understand, you know, them saying, hey, look, you know, this means something, don't do it. And maybe finding a person if the cops have to come out to rescue someone that's not actually in trouble again.
Because, yeah, the cops aren't trained to respond to that as a sign of distress. I mean, the cops, first of all, aren't obligated to respond in any way, shape, or form to any signs that you give them. But most of while the cops may understand that that is a sign of distress, I think it's usually used in the context of, like, America is under distress, so I'm flying the flag upside down. And in this guy's case, it was because he had been denied a liquor permit, and, you know, he thought that this was a free country. He figured he'd be able to get a permit if he just jumped through the right hoops, but...
Adam,
denied it.
Yeah. What is it?
I would put maybe a caveat there. If you want to hang it upside down, post your protest or complaint underneath it. That way people can look at it and be like, okay, it's protesting.
At least then you're explaining why you're doing it to anybody that might be interested. I think that's a fine idea.
Exactly. In that case, you know, again, it's freedom of speech. You know, that's one of the founding pillars of this country, and you can't start taking that away from people. But,
what is it, Adam, what is it you suppose that gets people so upset when it comes to burning an American flag? Now, if it was Walmart's flag, there would be a lot of people out there probably cheering them on because people love to hate the big corporations.
How about the UN flag? Yeah. I've burned one of those.
What is it about the American flag that people get so upset about?
Well, it probably goes back, in my mind, I think it probably goes back to... all the older wars, the wars that actually, you know, had a little bit more meaning, maybe World War II and prior, the American flag was used as such a rallying symbol for people that it became a symbol of much more than just, hey, this is our country's identification.
So symbol of nationalism, you mean?
Yeah,
a symbol of nationalism, but also more than that. You know, people began to associate that with, you know, symbolic of their friends and loved ones that might have died in a war or... You know, and they associate it with personal emotions rather than, you know, hey, this is a piece of cloth. So a lot of people, especially people, you know, that are former service, tend to take it as a personal affront. Now, let me also make it clear. If someone's burning a flag, then I'm likely to walk up to them and have some seriously strong words with that person. I'm not going to turn it violent because unless, you know, they start it. But you know, I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I actually find it offensive, but that doesn't mean it's criminal.
Do you find it offensive because it kind of goes, it essentially shocks the nationalism, if you will? I mean, you've been, just like we all have, indoctrinated fairly heavily with the idea of waving flags and apple pie and all that. It just kind of flies in the face of that, and it's just so offensive in that way? Or are you offended because you really love the federal government and what it does?
Actually, it goes to more than that. I love what this country stands for, not what it's actually currently doing.
Uh-huh.
There's a big difference there. I love the founding ideals, most of the Constitution. You can't pick and choose, but there are definitely some later additions that I'd like to have removed.
I have an absurd question. I have an absurd question for you. I mean, with all that in mind. If you could, this is ludicrous. If you could set the flag on fire, let's say you had your own flag, and you could set it on fire and torch the flag, and then the instant you finished burning that flag, the federal government disappeared, would you burn the flag?
That actually, yes, it is absurd, but it's also it makes you think a little bit. The federal government right now, yeah, I think we could do without it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That was a very honest answer.
Yeah, where's my lighter?
If it was only that easy. The federal government is absolutely out of control, and it has been. And I'm sorry, it's not just because of Barack Obama. It's because of all of the previous bureaucrats that have been in there for all of the past decades.
Chipping away at freedoms,
yep.
Adding on to their own power, and getting more and more egregious. Who's the worst president ever? The current one.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're right, they build off of one another's tyranny. So one president enacts several new tyrannical measures, and the others embrace those when they take office and then act some more new ones on top. And I was talking with Cynthia this morning. She's one of the local city councilors on a talk show that's only aired locally here in Keene called Talkback. Well, actually, it does air on the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com. But I was talking with her about this idea of the federal government, the idea of declaring independence again and saying, the hell with this. You know, we're out of here. What's the benefit in staying with this federal government concept? And she said, honestly, that she never really thought about it before, but she thinks she likes the idea of being in the United States. And I said, well, why? Is it nostalgia? As she said, she never really even considered why she likes being in the United States, as though she's in anything. I mean, the United States is just a government. That's the name for the government. There's America. There's North America. It's kind of the continent that we're all on here, the particular landmass that we're in. We're all in that, so to speak. But we're not in, most of us at least, if we're not federal employees, we're not in the United States government. So again, it's back to that whole flag-waving nationalism, this fervor, this feeling that people get because they've been so heavily indoctrinated. And you did point out the pledge earlier, Sam, but we neglected to mention that if you start digging around on the internet and you look at what the pledge was back when it first came out in the late 1800s, number one, it was written by a socialist, a national socialist. I think he actually called himself a Christian socialist. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he was basically a Nazi, Francis Bellamy. He also happened to be, I believe, a flag salesman. And so he wrote the Pledge of Allegiance for the purposes of helping him sell more flags and for the purpose of indoctrinating the American people, and specifically the American youth, into the idea of nationalism and to worship this symbol of coercive government. That's what the flag really symbolizes, to me at least. I know that people feel like it stands for freedom. Of course, anybody that looks at our situation today would admit that we don't have freedom in this country. So I think it's important to point out the real history of the flag that most people don't know. Plus, go and find the pictures. I think it's Rex Curry that has them up on his website, rexcurry.net. He actually has pictures of American school children doing the Roman salute to the flag. You may have seen the Roman salute before. Hitler did a version of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Nazis in Germany did a version of that. And so what happened was Hitler adopted the Roman salute. And so in the United States, they changed it from a Roman salute to the flag to the hand over the heart. That's part of the story that most Americans don't know. They sure as hell don't teach you that in high school.
Well, and it just goes to show you how effective the indoctrination and this idea of, you know, this is your government and you are in control of it and you can change it and it's ours. We all share this thing and, you know, we have to have it.
Anybody that thinks they can change Washington, D.C.
You're dreaming.
Yeah, they are in a complete fantasy world. Anybody that thinks that they're going to be able to elect the right people to office.
You can change it. I mean, you can grow government in one way or another, but try and reduce it. Try and get it back to the principles,
thank
the Constitution, the other guy was talking about earlier.
Yeah, changing it in a pro-freedom direction, I guess you're right, to be more specific. That's not bloody likely. In fact, I don't think it's even possible. Because look where we are today, and there have been people forever saying, I'm going to rein it in, turn around this thing, this more freedom. Yeah, it hasn't happened. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark has rejoined the program.
I finally made it to the wonders of modern technology. The plane was a little late.
You were down in Las Vegas, is that right?
Yeah, okay. Over in Las Vegas, yes.
Yeah, I guess it's down and over.
It's both of those, yeah.
But yeah, Freedom Fest is where you were at. I don't know if you have any interesting stories, but if you do, you're going to have to hold them because we got a lot of calls.
We have a lot of it's Saturday night.
It is Saturday night, and the number is 800-259-9231.
And I'd like to point out that I don't have any idea what the conversations have been like, but I want the listeners to know that I don't necessarily agree with these two nuts.
You might agree with us on tonight's topic. We started things out with somebody who was flying his flag upside down in protest of not getting a liquor license after having spent $200,000 remodeling a business.
A Iraqi war vet?
Yeah, that story. And so that's kind of where we started things out here, and we've gone from there to a principal who is looking at 25 years in jail because he had pictures of adult women with photos of the, like, a porn magazine of adult women with pictures of the teens that went to the school that he was a principal.
Their little heads stuck
their
on.
Heads stuck on
digitally imposed. Yeah.
So facing child porn charges.
It's not child porn, but it's weird.
It's weird, and he shouldn't spend 25 years in jail. Maybe ostracized, maybe fired, but
fired sounds like the place to start.
Yeah. I'd say ostracization and firings. All right, so we continue taking your calls, and ladies first, Hillary is on the line listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, Hillary.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I was just listening earlier. You were talking to a young man who was saying his military contract was violated by stop loss, was the first thing he said. And actually, that's incorrect. There is no such thing as a four-year enlistment. They actually, in your contract, tack on either 2 or 4 years of what they call inactive reserve, during which time you can be called back at any time for any reason.
Now, Hillary, I found this out in the last few years because I've been watching these stories, and I've never signed up for the military, but I'm wondering when they do the recruitment. I've seen so many stories of recruiters lying to young recruits about things that were just patently untrue and not in the contract. What you're saying is true, but do they tell kids that? I thought it was a four-year enlistment. You had the choice of a two-year, a four-year, or a six-year enlistment, and that was it. And I want to know, do they inform these kids when they sign up, hey, you're signing up for 4 years, but really it's 8, and we can pull you back anytime we feel like it? I mean, is that explicitly on the contract? Do they point it out to them? Do they say it to them?
They should.
They should, but they lie. Like the story, their story's over and over.
That's fine, but mine did tell me the truth. But as you're going through your where you're taking your oath and signing up,
okay,
they tell you then when you go in to have all of that. And you, if you don't take the oath, you can turn around and go home. So they do explain it all as you're going in. Yes, the recruiters lie. My recruiter told me that I could go into journalism, broadcasting, and I ended up in engineering. They're salespeople, and they're not
salespeople. Don't good salespeople do not lie, and that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah, well, but, and what they're selling you is essentially enslavement for a certain period of years. Yeah, you're getting paid. I understand.
I've signed plenty of employment contracts. None of them included going to jail if I decided I didn't want to finish out the term.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's true, but they are under a whole different set of rules. The other thing I just wanted to address...
Rules, one more thing before you get to that. Rules, I'd like to point out, that can be arbitrarily changed at any time during their contract. So if the government decided they wanted to extend that deal out to another 2 years of service, they'd be able to do that, and there would be very little that the soldier could do.
And they also extended terms, tours of duty, while these people were over fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. They just said, oh, you're staying an extra 6 months.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 1 year, and then they decided it's going to be 18 months.
Look at all the ways they screw the veterans.
I'm not defending that. It happened to my daughter. I'm just saying that the stop loss is not a violation of the contract per se.
Gotcha.
The other thing is, when he said that he only went in to get money for education, a lot of people might do that, but that absolutely infuriates me. It's like, you're going in, you're defending our country. You're not going off to a country club somewhere where you can sit at Patrick Air Force Base out on Cocoa Beach, which I got to do for a little while and was pretty cool. But you have to understand the ramifications of going in the military. Just because you only went in to get money for school doesn't mean that you're not going to be put in harm's way.
If you picked a group of adults that were least likely to understand the ramifications of their decisions, what group of adults would that be?
The group of adults? I would say probably...
I'll take Alzheimer's first, and I'll take young adults that they recruit for the military second.
Yeah.
I mean, they do target some of the dumbest adults on the planet, and that's just what they do.
Oh, you know, I take offense at that. I have 2 kids in the military, both of them over 150 IQ, and I'm retired.
Do you think your kids are smarter and wiser than you are?
My daughter's an aeronautical engineer. My son's an electrical engineer.
I'm not talking about their book learning knowledge here, Hillary. I'm talking about their wisdom when it comes to signing contracts, making agreements, knowing how some people will lie to them or manipulate them. I'm talking about that level of understanding and knowledge.
No, my daughter is a lot smarter than I am when it comes to stuff like that. My son's a little bit on the dingbat side.
Hillary, who would be easier to recruit into a military contract? An electrical engineer who could get a job in the private industry, make $100,000 a year, or some guy who's in a lower-income neighborhood working at McDonald's?
Easier to recruit as an enlisted person, the guy working at McDonald's. Again,
yeah.
My son's an electrical engineer, and he's going into the military.
Hey, okay. Certainly the military hires some high-end people, no doubt about it. But what it hires a lot more of is soft bodies to catch hard bullets.
Thanks for the call tonight, Hillary. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Jim, listening to, in Canton, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Jim.
I've been listening for 36 minutes, and I would like to say the fellow doing the most talking up there at the microphone is sowing a bit of confusion. He needs to understand the difference between being a man and being a person.
What's the difference between being a man and being a person?
Yeah, I need to understand there's a difference between rights and privileges, the difference between volunteering and being forced.
Okay, so what is the context that you're talking about this in? Go ahead.
Well, I think you're very frivolous about what you have to say when you don't understand how the law is implemented and how the status and jurisdiction and venue issues and the formalities are actually used to make fools of the people who don't understand because they gain no literacy in their government school system.
What is it you're referring to exactly? Like you're kind of beating around the bush.
Enlighten us.
Yeah.
We are government-educated morons. Please let us know.
Well, as a very sanguine example, if any one of you opens a savings or checking account at the pseudo-bank, read the contract above your signature. How many people there can quote the contract they signed to get into the financial system run by the banksters?
None of us can quote any of the contracts we likely signed for our
Do you feel like enlightening us, sir? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. Maybe 25 years ago, a long time ago, I saw the contract when I signed up. And I wanted to point out that that's the old method of surveillance in which the check blanks have an address and name and maybe a spouse's name, even a phone number. And those microfilm records from your financial dealings keep track of you for many years of your life. And I tried to avoid that starting 30 years ago because I wouldn't have anything but 2 initials and last name on a check blank. Also, on the signature card, the last account I opened for checking, and I don't know that I can do it anymore because they're quite suspicious and, you know, I would say imposing upon the...
Does anybody have any idea what he's talking about?
Not really.
We're being tricked by the financial industry.
Thanks for the call. More on the way. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And Sam has stepped away. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. He's a busy guy. He's got a lot going on. He's working on editing a video, I think, tonight. So hopefully that'll be up sometime, maybe this weekend if we're lucky. He does some great work. ObscureTruth.com, his website. Thanks to him for sitting in for you, Mark, as you return from Vegas tonight at the Freedom Fest, which, I don't know, maybe one of these days later this week we'll talk about it. The phones are loaded up. That's what the show's about. Your calls, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which you can choose. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. As we continue taking your calls about anything, we go to Bob, listening in Watertown at WTNY. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just, you know, just to take the opposite side, you know, concerning this flag issue. My basic question is, you know, is anything sacred? You know, where do we draw the line, you know? One caller brought up the point that, you know, to some people, you know, when you desecrate the flag, you're dishonoring the men and women that died in defense of our country. I think that alone is a good enough point.
Well, how about we draw the line at your property rights, where if it's your property, you can do what you want with it as long as you aren't harming other people.
I know that the Hindus don't like it when I eat a hamburger. So should we not offend the Hindus?
Well, you know, is there a line?
It's your property line. Yes, the line is where it is on your, you know, when they gave you that little map when you bought your house. There, that's where the line is.
So it's all right for Ku Klux Klanners to burn a cross on their property.
You betcha.
I would be, I'm of the opinion that it is a horrible practice, but however, I think that a man has the right to do it.
I may not agree
with his act.
Right, I find
but
them.
I fight to the death to support his act.
I find them
support him.
Despicable, those people. I don't appreciate them at all. And I wouldn't associate with them, nor would I if I was opening, you know, if I had some sort of public business. I would not allow them in. If I knew who they were, I would not allow them into my business. So I would do what I could to ostracize people like that, but. To actually harm them in some way, to take away their freedom? No, not at all. Any other thoughts, Bob?
Okay, here's my last thought.
Yeah.
How about, where you open a pornography shop on your property, and you're in the middle of a town where a lot of kids go by. You know, what about that?
Well, there's an abundance of towns in this nation where there are pornography shops right on the main drag, and I'm from Bradenton, Florida. There's a strip club right there on 14th Street called the Peekaboo Lounge. My grandmother lived around in a very nice neighborhood right around the corner from it. I saw the Peekaboo Lounge every day when I went to Bradenton Christian School, and somehow. I managed to grow up okay, I guess.
Right. I mean, even if they'd actually had one of the girls shaking her boobs out in front,
they used to have the entrance in the front, and there were more than one accident people trying to get a free look.
So, I don't really see what the problem would be.
That would be a problem. The door in front's a problem.
You guys have given me something to think about, honestly.
Thank you.
But I will say this. I'm concerned about our nation in general concerning what is sacred, you know. Everybody honoring Michael Jackson, considering some of the stuff he's done and you know, just flipping out over the guy. You know, just as one example, maybe I'm not supposed to say that, but...
I find a lot of the things that Michael Jackson was accused of to be pretty damning, and there's some evidence out there. I don't know. We'll never know now. There's no way to know. It seems very suspicious to me, but I suppose there's a possibility one in a million of grown men could want to hang out with other people's children and be completely platonic and likely have a drug and alcohol problem.
We were just playing checkers.
I don't know. Naked.
Hey. Whatever.
I thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for making me so.
I am concerned. Well,
thank you. I appreciate the call, and I thank you for your patience tonight. 800-259-9231. And I do share his concerns about the obsession with pop culture and celebrity that Americans have. And, you know, everybody should have their hobbies, and if your hobby is to really dig into who's marrying who and who's going to be in what film next and all of that stuff about the Hollywood world or Michael Jackson and the singers and Britney Spears, whoever and whatever. If that's your hobby, great. If that's how you like to spend your time, is thumbing through People magazine and Star or whatever other publications there are out there. Then that's great. That's your business. But it is disturbing to me on some level that people are so inculcated with that. That they don't even really pay attention to what's actually happening that can affect their lives.
Right.
Whether Brad breaks up with Jennifer or gets together with some other chick is not really going to have an effect on your life, but what the government does next week
studying
will.
How socialized medicine really will sink this nation, maybe that's more important. It's boring, I'll give you that,
yeah.
And you should have the time to be able to look through those magazines if that's what you want to do with your time. However... You're putting yourself, your family, and everyone else in danger by not paying attention to what the thieves are doing in Washington D.C.
Let's continue, and you can bring up anything. Well, and if you pay attention, you might come to the conclusion there's nothing you can do about it, which is true. There's really nothing you can do about them, but there is something you can do about the theft of the federal government in general and government oppression and all that. And we'll talk about the Free State Project here in a little while. But let's keep taking your calls and go to across the pond to the U.K. where Jock is on the line on the amp line. Hey, Jock.
Hi there. I hope you can hear me properly. I'm on Skype, unfortunately.
Sounding great. Go ahead.
All right, okay. It was just a piece about the principal and the child pornography that caught my attention.
Yes, sir.
I thought you might like to know that over here, that just this year we've had a bill in Parliament called the Coroners and Justice Bill, which contains, like all these bills do, hundreds of new criminal laws, one of which is about child pornography. And in line with UNICEF, who have petitioned various governments around the world, it makes illegal, it counts as child pornography, drawings, so cartoons or anything like that. And even drawings, even depictions of, say, two 18-year-olds having sex where there might be a younger person in the room, that counts as a criminal child pornography.
It's crazy.
It is crazy to me. I think it's weird the idea that somebody would want to look at or draw pictures of you know, young people having sex. However, especially like children having sex, that's very bizarre to me. However, I don't believe that a crime's been committed unless there's a victim.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to show me a victim, and in which case, well, then we can talk about a crime. But if there's no victim, then as far as I'm concerned, there's no crime.
Oh yeah, but this would even outlaw, for instance, if you had a legitimate feature film that had, you know, two over 16-year-olds legally having sex. If you made a screen capture of that, then that possession of that would become child pornography.
Yeah, it's bizarre that many countries around the world, including many of the states in the United States, an adult can have sex with a 16-year-old and it's legal. However, if you were to take a picture of that 16-year-old, having sex with that 16-year-old, that would then be child porn.
The 16-year-old can't even take the picture.
Right. As a matter of fact, a 14-year-old guy can have sex with a 16-year-old girl and take a picture of it, and he's committed child porn. And they've put young men like that in prison for this stuff. And this is where these witch hunts go. When you turn over a witch hunt like child pornography to, well, the most inefficient organization on the planet, which is government, whether, you know, I'm not saying the United States government is the worst, and all governments are inefficient. When you turn them over to an organization like government that's inefficient and
dangerous,
and they have no accountability for what they do, then you're going to get disastrous results.
It's not just that they're inefficient, Mark. It's that their only tool they have is violence. So they're inefficient and violent at the same time. And they don't know how to be persuasive. They don't know how to.
They do know how. They don't have to.
Government wouldn't.
They're not incentivized.
Right, they wouldn't know ostracism if it hit them in the face. They have no reason to engage in ostracization when they could put somebody in a jail cell and increase the budget of the prison system. Thank you for the call, John. Good call, appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in, take control of the airwaves. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about
about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, it is the Saturday edition of the program, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you. Oh, and Mark's microphone isn't on.
And Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. Hey, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us. Just go to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Tom, listening in Thomasville, Georgia, to WFLA FM. Hey, Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I kind of have to agree with the guy that flew his flag upside down and kind of indirectly. I was a Boy Scout, and like the caller earlier, it's a sign of distress. And to be honest with you, with the government the way it is right now, I'm kind of in distress. And I'm a businessman. Actually, I'm a physician in a two-doctor practice. And
Oh, wow.
I have 10 employees. I have health insurance for my employees, and I have four daughters that are going to have to take care of this deficit. Anyway,
I totally agree with you guys.
Yes, sir.
You know, I kind of want to talk about the healthcare situation.
Please.
But let me ask you, when you buy a house, you pay property tax, correct?
Unfortunately.
Where does that tax money go?
Too many places.
Well, a bunch of thieves take it.
But it basically provides services for the people that own the house.
Allegedly. Well, it provides services. Whether the people own the house use the services or not is a non-issue. They're going to provide the services whether you want them or not, or whether you agree with them or not.
Basically, my point is this. As a physician, you know, what would you, from my standpoint, what would you say are the three major contributors to our healthcare crisis that are caused by things people do? You know,
well, I would say smoking, smoking, and perhaps eating red meat, and candy.
Well, you're correct. Smoking, alcohol, and fast food. As
okay.
a physician, it's amazing the number of people that smoke, drink, and weigh 300 pounds but don't have a dime to pay for health care.
Mm-hmm.
And my solution to the health care situation is you want to pay for Medicare, Medicaid, put a tax on cigarettes, alcohol, and fast food.
How about this instead? How about
I understand where you're coming from on this, and yes, those people are going to be the biggest burden. However, there are people out there that drink, smoke, and can choose to pay for their health care in whatever manner they want, and those people don't deserve to be taxed.
How about instead of that? Instead of coming up with new ways to coerce people and force business owners to fund certain things that the government's doing, how about we just set people free and abolish these government programs that are, again, that everybody is forced to fund whether they're using them or not? How about we just set people free and let them make their own decisions with their money? And if they want to go and smoke themselves to death, then that would be their choice. You wouldn't have any obligation to help them. There may be charities out there that would do something like that. But how about we just let people discover their own sense of responsibility?
Yeah, but the problem is you got all these people that are smoking and drinking and weigh 300 pounds that they're getting sick. I got a guy in the hospital right now that's probably got a $100,000 bill because he's pickled his liver from drinking. And as soon as he gets out of the hospital, he's going to go back drinking. But, you know, this way he's paying indirectly. And people that smoke and drink, but if they don't do it to excess, chances are it won't bother you. But it's the people that smoke two packs a day,
sure,
drink a six-pack of beer every day, and go get supersized every day at the local fast food restaurant that are eating up our health care dollars.
They're not our health care dollars. They're not our health care dollars because the idea that the government can take money from us and then fund half of every health care dollar that's spent in the United States is spent by the government in the form of Medicare and Medicaid. And the idea that we have a half-socialized system and it's screwed up, so that must be the fault of the free market, is, you know, ludicrous. Really what we need is for people to make choices and to not have the entire medical industry controlled by a union that gets to decide, what kind of medicine people get treated for and all these other things, who's a legitimate doctor and who isn't. And right. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, well, I agree the government should not run health care. To pay for Medicare and Medicaid, just like the lottery you have in Georgia, the money goes towards college education. You know, all these people that buy the lottery, their kids will never go to college without the Hope Scholarship. But they buy lottery tickets that indirectly pays for their kids' college education. If the kid studies hard, he has a chance.
Now, I thought it was Alabama that had the scholarship fund, the lottery.
Georgia, okay. It's called Hope Scholarship.
My mistake. It's about the best run lottery in the nation, but that doesn't mean that because the government will throw you in jail if you decide to run numbers.
Your
in the
own
state
lotto,
of,
you
right?
Mean.
If you want to do a lotto in the state of Florida, they'll throw you in jail for it. So they're still
Georgia.
Running a protection racket. They don't have the pinstripe suit and the fedora and the Tommy gun, but they're a bunch of gangsters. And I like how they're running their particular gang in Georgia. However, the other 49 states are doing a really crappy job on their.
Right.
Something that's important to point out here about the whole healthcare discussion, and I'm with you, the idea of government control of healthcare is very scary, but we know that right now the government controls most of the healthcare dollars that are running around out there, and it's just going to be a few more steps before they control 100% of them, and that's very disturbing to me. But it's disturbing enough as it is because there are a tremendous amount of regulations and controls placed on that industry, which does nothing but drive prices up. It makes the industry less competitive because it's more difficult to get involved. Because of all the hoops that the government puts up, whether it's just to become a doctor or a nurse or whether it's to enter into the pharmaceutical market, whatever it is that is being developed has to meet the governmental strictures and approval, and that's an incredibly costly process. All these regulations really add in cost. So if we didn't have all this government control over health care, it's very well possible that a lot of the problems you're citing with people that are smoking and drinking too much and all that would maybe be cheaper to treat in the absence of all the government regulations. In fact, it's very likely they'd be cheaper to treat. Plus, if people knew that they couldn't get a free ride, if they knew that they couldn't just go into the hospital and get taken care of for free, then
right.
maybe they'd be a little more likely to be responsible with their lives. I'm not saying everybody would all of a sudden become responsible, but if they have the correct incentives, then they're more likely to take to choose that route. Either way, I don't think it should be my responsibility to pay for their mistakes, unless I feel like it, which I should be free to choose. If I want to help, then I should be able to. Go ahead.
Right, I agree with that. You know, to be honest with you, Medicare has more paperwork than any other insurance, and they pay the least of any insurance company. Right. I sat down one day, and if every patient I had was a Medicare patient, I'd go out of business.
Now imagine for a second.
I just pay my overhead and couldn't take any money home.
Imagine for a second you didn't have Medicare. How much less staff would you have? How much less would you have to spend on payroll? And, you know, it's essentially, this is just government busy work. It doesn't do anything for the marketplace. Your staff that's filling out this government paperwork, unfortunately, is not being productive in the marketplace. They're you know, just filling out government paperwork.
They're trying to prevent you from getting your business shut down.
Right.
If you screw up that paperwork, there's likely severe penalties.
And so your patients are in turn getting charged more. They blame it all on the doctors every single time, but it's not.
Oh, sure.
It's the government.
Thanks, Tom. Great call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully they won't try to take over your business next, because that's what they're looking at doing, right?
Sure.
What'll happen to people like him? I mean, a lot of them are going to bail out. They're just going to say, screw this, I'm retiring
that's
early.
That's what a lot of them will do.
Yeah. All right, we continue here. You bring up anything. Steve is in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, Steve. Steve, you're on the air. I hear somebody. Hello, Steve. Going once. Steve going twice. Let's put Steve back on hold. Maybe he fell asleep. Let's try instead Dale, who is listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee. Hey, Dale. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Free Talk Live.
Hey, Dale.
Great program.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
I just kind of just really ticked off about the enlightenment of the word Muslim. Being synonymous with religion, Islam. During the advent of 9/11, there's a lot of conspiracy dealing with, like from my understanding, maybe some U.S. involvement, which brought about this free range word terrorism. And it's just it just saddens me to the media, mass media, which is, you know, this. So much propaganda that's been spread throughout the world and fear this day and time that we're living in with the advent of the internet and the whole instantaneously spreading information and news.
So, Dale, are you saying that you're concerned with the fact that there's so many Americans that are out there painting Muslims all with a terrorist brush? Is that what you're saying?
Right. The word, from my understanding, Muslim, is mentioned in the Judeo-Christian Bible, mentions Melchizedek being, he was the king of Salem, the king of peace. And
yeah, there's a lot of really peaceful people out there that are Muslims. The ones that I've met have been great folks, you know.
Right,
it's the government, they've chosen an enemy, and just like any time there's a war, they do whatever they can to, oh, those dirty Japs, oh, the gooks, oh, the Muslims.
Don't forget those crowds.
The terrorists, and I share your concerns, and I thank you for the call. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.